get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, in episode 632, we're going to talk about debunking the Divi shortcode fallacy. You who may have been around the Divi community since the beginning may remember a blog post from our good buddy Chris Lima, who he didn't say too kind of things about Divi at the time. And his main argument of why Divi was, you know, a theme that you wouldn't want to go with was because if you chose Divi, you were stuck with Divi forever. And obviously, you know, it's the number one WordPress theme in the world now and has been for a while. And it's totally not 100% correct or true, but his blog post got a lot of traction and still ranks very highly today. And Tim and I are going to correct some of this myth, and we're going to debunk some stuff. So, Tim, go.
Yeah, so David's right. There was that article, and it was, I don't know if it still is, but at the time, for a while, for a couple of years, if you search Divi, it was on page one, like halfway down the page, with the title, "If You Use Divi, It Better Be Forever." And so where that's coming from is the fact that Divi, the page builder, is built on shortcodes. And so shortcodes is something that's been in WordPress for a while. And if you've ever installed a plugin that uses shortcodes, and then maybe you uninstall the plugin, but you forget to remove the shortcode, you basically see on the front end an empty shortcode, right? You're seeing the actual shortcode with the brackets and stuff rather than what's supposed to be shown in its place. And so because Divi is built on shortcodes, if you uninstall Divi, it's true that you will see all the Divi shortcodes and you have to go in and clean them up or whatever. And so that's the argument, and it gets brought up a lot. People will say, like, oh yeah, I won't use Divi because of the shortcodes. I don't want to be stuck with Divi and blah, blah, blah. However, while that may be true, it's true that if you uninstall Divi and you don't, you know, change anything, you're going to have all these shortcodes. However, every single page builder works in a similar way. Maybe not with shortcodes, but if you, for example, if you go and you install Elementor and you build a website with Elementor, and then you decide, you know what, I don't want to use Elementor anymore, you know, it's buggy or, you know, whatever, and you uninstall Elementor, you're not going to see shortcodes, but what you are going to see is a very broken, garbage-looking website. And so all of the styling and layout from Elementor is there, or I'm sorry, all the styling layout is gone, and all you have is the empty content, and it looks like a website that was built in 1990 before CSS existed. So you don't see shortcodes, but it's still a broken website, and so you still have to start over. And so just like any other theme or page builder, if you stop using Divi, you're going to have to redesign. And that has nothing to do with the fact that Divi uses shortcodes. It's that if you build and design a website built on the controls and styling of a certain theme or page builder, and then you switch to something else, you're going to have to redesign. And so it's a big fallacy that Divi has short codes that will, you know, that's a limitation, basically, is what we're trying to say here. And so I've done these tests myself. You know, I installed Beaver Builder, I installed Elementor, I used one of their default layouts, one of the layouts that they provide, and then I deactivated the page builder. And what I saw was a garbage looking website that needed to be redesigned. And that's what you get when you take a WordPress theme or page builder or whatever, and then you deactivate it, you're going to have to rebuild. And so that's kind of the moral of the story here, that it's no different when you're using Divi or you're using whatever other theme. You're going to have to start over if you decide to switch themes or page builders.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, regardless of, you know, which theme you use in WordPress or, you know, bootstrap your own and custom build your own thing, if you go to a new website and change, you're going to have some work, period, bottom line. It's not going to ever be click of a button, migration, boom, everything is beautiful and amazing. I don't care what theme. You can have the most simplest theme in the world to the simplest theme in the world. There's going to be some work that's going to have to go into, you know, making it look the best way that it possibly could look. So, I agree with everything Tim said. And I hope we've answered your question and debunked the Divi short code myth, because it doesn't matter what theme you got. You know, I don't know if, I don't know really why some people chose to jump on that bandwagon. But you know what? It hasn't slowed down Divi from becoming extremely popular and millions of people using the theme and stuff. So, yeah, don't be afraid.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I challenge anybody who's curious to do this test yourself, you know, with Divi and with, Beaver Builder and Elementor both have free versions in the plugin repository. Use one of their default layouts and then deactivate it, and you'll see what happens. It looks really crummy. And so it's like, is that any better than short codes that are showing empty? Like, either way, you're gonna have to redesign. So that's it.
Awesome. We've got another great episode tomorrow, and it is going to be how to prevent WordPress comment spam. We get a lot of it, or shall I say, we used to get a lot of it. We're going to tell you about it. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.